Hey, Fit Moms, Kelsey here, and let's talk about God-centered weight loss and maybe give you a few tips today about how to invite the Holy Spirit into your journey this week and beyond. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community, and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Oh, that fear around choosing another diet plan to set yourself up to fail. It's so real. And I know that many of you feel this growing pressure in your chest. Like, gosh, I need to take my health seriously. It feels overwhelming. I need to get this weight off and I need to do this for my family. But what if I end up right where I started? I can't bear that shame and disappointment again. Is this the eating plan that will actually stick? Can I really do this healthy living thing? Is it worth it? Will I have to give up all my favorite foods that I've been using, you know, even the ones I've been using for comfort? And I want you to understand that you're not alone in this journey and in feeling this way. I have talked to thousands of women, and the feelings I just described are incredibly common. Every great success story, however, begins with a yes, I'm going to start. And every woman who has ripped off the shades over their life and is actually walking in the freedom from the weight struggle, they started in these shoes. So if you're feeling that nudge, that still small voice telling you that getting healthy and walking in obedience to God's better ways, if that is speaking to your soul and you're like, okay, I am done. Like, I'm so tired of letting this weight struggle control my life. I'm ready for a better way to live. I just want you to say yes. And today is the day you're going to start identifying as a fit mom. I want you to go right now to kelseywickenhauser.com/join. I want you to join us because we're going to do this thing together, one step at a time, so it's not overwhelming, and we're going to overcome that fear of failure together and identifying with that lie that being overweight is just who you are, because it's not. You have a bigger, better dream and plan for your life, so that deserves to be walked out in total freedom. So let's get started together. kelseywickenhauser.com/join. Come be a part of our tribe inside of Fit Moms Accelerator. So I know you're here listening to Kingdom Fit Moms because part of it is you want to invite God into your journey. So today let's get practical about inviting the Holy Spirit in for those moments of weakness or temptation or maybe just wanting to give up. So the first tip that I have is to visualize your day ahead of time. And I want you to really imagine the whole day. Okay, this takes some time. So if you want to invite the Holy Spirit into your journey, it's going to take a little bit of time and practice. But I want you to sit down in the morning and to just visualize what the day will bring, typically. Now, I know there will be surprises, but I want you to also imagine in that process what you're going to be eating. And imagine yourself choosing that salad out of the fridge for lunch, even though you could eat your kids' chicken nuggets. And I want you to imagine yourself coming home and having your protein shake instead of, Easter jelly beans or whatever, because you've had a long, stressful day. I want you to imagine making the choices that you want to make and asking the Holy Spirit to come into those moments and to encourage your heart. And I want you to also kind of visualize all of those possible temptations or distractions. Again, if you know that you get home from work and you're spent and you always end up with a bowl of chips on the couch, I want you to visualize the alternative and something that you actually want to do long term for your health goals. And then I want you to take time to actually pray through this ahead of time and to make a plan and to ask the Holy Spirit to come into your day. There is power in creating these neural pathways ahead of time. And it's almost like we're practicing the habit of doing it when we can visualize it before we actually have to do it. So I don't know if you've ever done this before, but it's really powerful to sit down for even 10 minutes. Maybe you need a journal. Maybe you need to kind of write out the general themes for your day, the transitions, the after school craziness, the nighttime snacking. That's a big one. Like, how do I want to have a sense of comfort at the end of the day and not find myself in a bowl of popcorn? You know, what do you want the day to look like? And I want you to visualize that and invite the Holy Spirit in before the day even happens, because the Holy Spirit is beyond time, right? And so this gives us an opportunity to, again, be prepared, essentially. Okay, the next step, number two, is to train yourself to pause in these moments of temptation. So I want you to actually pause and think and pray and ask yourself in those moments where you just happen to end up in your pantry again, what is my motivation for eating? And one of our fit moms, she is so good at creating note cards and these physical reminders, even writing out these questions that we're talking about, so that in those moments, she has to stop and look at the thing. Now, don't just create it and then ignore it, right? Maybe you need it to be bright and yellow or, you know, whatever. But ask the Holy Spirit in those moments to show me what's going on. Like, am I actually hungry? Am I stressed? Am I trying to fill a void? And these moments of pausing can have an incredible impact, because you realize, like, okay, if I don't eat this bowl of chips, like, I'm not going to die, right? It's not going to kill me. And I can press in and really experience the discomfort of getting out of my flesh and walking in the Spirit. So train yourself to pause in the moments of temptation and think about, why am I actually eating this? Okay, the next step, number three, is to reflect. And this is kind of the opposite of number one, because you've already gone through your day and then you're going to sit back and ask the Holy Spirit to show you your consolation and your desolation for the day. In our family with my kids, in simple terms, we call this our diamond and our thorn for the day. So what was the thing that went well, and what's the thing that maybe the Lord wants to work through with you? So again, this requires you to be still, maybe get in the practice of, before you go to bed, you know, sitting in your favorite chair with a cup of tea and just journaling and really thinking about, okay, what are the failures of my day? Maybe it was I snoozed in the morning, or I chose to eat the cookies that were in the break room, and just really sitting and thinking about, okay, what was going on in those moments? Why? You know, was I stressed out? What led me to that? Was I too tired to get up and not go to bed on time? And just letting the Holy Spirit impress things. And if you give the Holy Spirit the time to do this, then you will be amazed at what is revealed to you. It's stuff that I can't share on this podcast, because God is way beyond anything I could do here. And you just have to give him the time, right, and the space to speak to your heart. And I also want you in those moments to think about your diamond or your consolation. Think about your wins for the day and celebrate them and relive that victory, because there's power in our celebrations. There's lots of celebrations in the Bible, right? And remembering and celebrating the good work that we have done, because again, it will encourage you to keep going. Feeling that high again from your exercise is going to encourage you to get up the next day and do it again, okay? And then the last step, number four, is to ask for intercession from a friend. And we believe in the power of prayer, right? And bringing someone into the journey is a powerful step, not only for you, but for them. It's going to be faith building for your friend to be praying for you and to seeing your victories, because God, he does care about the struggle with weight. And I think that's a major barrier that women have initially, is like, does he actually care about my weight? Yeah, he does. He wants you to stop thinking about it all the time. He wants you to live in freedom. He wants you to not be filled with disease that you could be avoiding, right? So this step, it takes some vulnerability, sharing where you struggle with a friend and watching the power of somebody else help to lift up your arms and hold you up when you're struggling to do it on your own. There's such power in that. And that person hopefully will be willing to check in and just share, you know, a scripture or share how they've been just lifting you up. And I would encourage you to do that for somebody else too. And that the intercession goes farther than we could imagine. And this is something that the Lord is teaching me in my life right now too, just the power of praying and believing in faith and watching Him work. So don't be afraid to ask somebody to help you in this journey. So I would love to hear your ideas too. So after you're done listening to this and taking notes and going back to really reflect on which one of these four steps am I missing? So again, just to recap, number one is to visualize your day ahead of time and allow the Holy Spirit to meet you there and to prepare. Number two is to train yourself to pause in those moments of temptation. Number three is to reflect on the day and find out what is my consolation, desolation, or for my kids, a diamond and thorn for the day, and why were they a diamond and thorn, and what does the Lord want to speak through those? And number four, ask for intercession from a friend. Ask for someone to come along this journey with you. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable and ask for help. Come into the Kingdom Fit Moms Facebook group after you listen and tell us what other ways you have learned to invite the Holy Spirit into your weight loss journey so that you really can lose weight for the last time and walk in freedom. Hey Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.